Boogie check.
And a fine tune it is to good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It is I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Then stop what you're doing and call 312-981-7200 to be on the Boogie Check what? Of life. What does that mean? It means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to do it. That's up to you. This is your chance. This is your time, not my time. It's our time, so to speak. Whatever works, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know that Bob Sirota every morning between 5 and 5:30 takes the first call and gives him a prize. Well, it's such a groundbreaking format item that I decided I'm going to steal that sucker. So that's exactly what I've done. I know it's a ripoff and I don't care. So the first call at 312-981-7200 gets a prize. That's right. I get surprise, 312-981-7200. That's prize. I got the prize list right here. It's just waiting for some lucky WGN listener, part of that GN generation I keep talking about. And, well, I can't say that. Name? Okay. I get a screen. Tom's in the other room. He gets these calls, and then they go up on a screen, and I don't know. And this, remember the Watergate incident? Remember Watergate? And there was this person they called Deep Throat. Well, that's what I'm talking about. Hello, who are you?
Hello, sir. How are you? My name?
Yes.
My name is Deep Throat.
It is.
And I have to be honest with you. I love your show.
Well,
Tom Hush, and I'm not being paid for this, but Tom is a fantastic producer. Frankly,
yes, he is.
If I had to see a wrestling match, I would like to...
Hello?
Well, sir, I've never heard it put that way, but okay. I'm an Uber and a Lyft driver.
Oh, that's exciting, I think. You run into a whole slew of different types of people.
Right? Oh, just last week, and this is a true story, just last week, I had a lady in my car who told me that sunscreen causes cancer, there's no pandemic, and you can get diabetes if you eat too much fruit. So, yeah.
All right,
then. I have some very interesting people.
I guess.
But
I guess
in all seriousness,
yes,
I love your show. I really do.
Well, thank you.
And I hope that they don't postpone you for every single Blackhawks game.
Well, I was just talking.
I
think the first Blackhawk preseason game is September something or other.
The 29th, I think.
The 29th. And then I don't come back until April. Well, that's not true.
I will miss you dearly, sir. Yes, indeed.
Stay on. Is this a legitimate winner?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Stay on the line there, Deep Throat, and Tom will get the information. Oh, I didn't say what you won. You won a desktop weather station from American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeathermakers.com. Stay on the line so Tom can get your vital information so we can get the prize to you. Now, let's see if these other people have called in to contribute or just to win. Hello, John. You're on WGN.
Hello, John. This is Don from Elk Grove Village.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Doing good. I just wanted to let you know I'm a longtime listener to WGN.
Yeah.
Big fan to John Lendecker.
Well, thanks. You're in Elk Grove Village?
Elk Grove Village,
yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's a great place. What's going on out there these days? Anything special?
Well, just a little while ago, I took my son out to do a home inspection on some property at a house in Elk Grove, and he's kind of sitting on the fence about it.
Oh, you mean he is considering purchasing?
Yes, him and his lady friend.
Yeah.
His lady friend thought there were just too many planes coming overhead and a little bit too close to the highway.
You know, I was just talking to somebody today about how real estate houses, the price has skyrocketed. Is that true out in Elk Grove Village too?
It's very true. It's quite common in all the neighborhoods around here.
It's astounding.
It's turned into like a big battling war out here with buyers.
Yep. Well, thanks for calling. And when your son and his lady friend decide on what they're going to do, call back and let us know.
I sure will.
We'd be interested. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. All right, Tom, have you got the things, you know, the boop boop and the toilet?
Good evening, John.
Hello, John. This is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
All right, 312-981-7200. Scoop, where have you been?
Well, hey there, John. How are you? Scoop Jackson here.
Yeah.
I went to call in last night from on the Cubs' great win against the Phillies, and I was at Wrigley Field, and I had made a mistake that they weren't there. but I've rectified that situation today as I am in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the game right now. The Cubs are trailing by the exciting score of 4-2. They've left lots of men on base, and it's been pretty brutal, just like it has been the last half of the season.
You're at the ballpark? You're at the ballpark?
Yep.
Cool.
At the game, live and in person.
Cool.
And even better, I met a young Temple student, and her father is a big-time sports fan, Cubs, Blackhawks, you name it. He loves them, and I'm going to put her on him and let her talk to you, all right? You can ask her any question you want.
All right.
All right, hold on.
This is very exciting.
Say hi, John.
Hi, John.
Hi there. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. I wish the Cubbies were winning, but here we are.
Now, let me ask you, how is it that you're in Philadelphia and you are a Cubs fan?
I go to Temple University.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm here for school. My dad's from Chicago, but now we live in Pennsylvania, unfortunately.
How did you beat Scoop? The guy that gave you the phone, huh? You know,
I have to tell you, there's a rarity of Cubs fans here, and I saw him in his Cubs shirt, and I was like, sir, are you from Chicago? And he did say yes. So we struck up a conversation.
What's your name?
My name's Kashali.
Cool name. What year are you at
Temple? Thank you.
What year are you at Temple?
I'm a junior.
What are you majoring in?
I'm a neuroscience major. I'm pre-med.
Oh, wow. Well... we thank you for your service even before you graduate. That's a
thank you so much.
That is really an amazing road to take. So, you know, props to you, as they say. You want to put what's his face? Oh, Scoop. You want to put him back on there while he's
absolutely. It was so nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too. Yeah.
Go Cubbies.
Go Cubbies.
Hello, Dad.
Hey, Scoop. That was really something else.
That was great. I'll tell you, the other great thing about it was that they built a new casino next to the ballpark, and I got free parking. So it's amazing.
All right, Scoop. I'll let you get back to the ball game. Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate it. Okay, there he goes. Dan, you're on WGN. Hello.
Hey, John. This is Dan from Vernon Hills. How are you?
Good. How's everything in Vernon Hills?
It's great. I was actually hoping to win the prize, but since that was taken already, I wanted to contribute to a conversation you had last week with my wife when she called in.
Oh, okay.
She called in and she was cooking dinner
for a dinner
party we were having the following evening.
Wait, it was chicken something.
It was lemon chicken.
Lemon chicken. I remember that phone call, yeah.
Yeah, so I was out at the music store, but she was talking to you, and by the time I got in the car, you guys had already hung up. But the dinner party was successful. We actually did have some leftovers, so you could have made it.
You said you were at the music store. Exactly, what is that?
The guitar store, Sam Ash.
Do you play? Are you a player?
I do. I do play, yes.
Are you in a band?
Pretty much.
Are you in a group?
Well, yes, I have been up until probably, you know, COVID kind of hit.
Oh, yeah.
We're a bunch of old-time classic rock.
Yeah, it's good.
Guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of music from the 70s.
You
Doobie
bet.
Brothers, Santana, Allman Brothers, and so forth.
Yep, that's the good stuff.
Yeah, I keep it up as a hobby.
Yeah, a great hobby. Did you buy a guitar?
Yeah,
did you buy a guitar?
I did not. I already have about 16 of them, so I thought she might get a little upset if I did that. But I did buy a new amplifier on Saturday.
No kidding. How?
Yes.
How big?
Not that big. A 112-inch speaker, 40 watts.
Oh, okay.
Just, you know,
yeah.
More for the home use. I've got a Fender amplifier for playing out.
Do you use in-ear monitors?
You know, I do not. I'm probably a little bit more old school and just, you know, we put the speaker down the floor in front of us and use that. So, but I know many of the larger or, you know, many bands that play out regularly use them, but I haven't done it yet.
Oh.
In fact, actually, I kind of do the opposite. I put some earplugs in my ears to protect my hearing.
That makes sense if you're going to be playing a lot of rock and roll. Dan, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. And say hi to
the
wife.
Great to talk to you.
All right, then. How about that, huh? I remember the phone call about lemon chicken. I said, what are you doing? She says, I'm making dinner. I said, for tonight? No, for tomorrow. We're having a dinner party. So she made her, I guess, must be, you know how, it must be world famous lemon chicken. I mean, you know, to get. Have a dinner party around it and then have, you know, the husband call in next week and say how great it was. I mean, that's got to be some good lemon chicken.
Yeah. I'm going to need to, they might need to share the recipe next time.
Yeah. Well, right now you got to stop talking about that because I'm getting hungry.
Don't you eat before you come down here?
Yeah, but that then, so what? You know, hunger strikes, especially when somebody starts talking about it on the phone.